James Perloff. How in the world did I... Oh, my gosh, that drove me crazy all break till I figured it out. James Perloff, Tornado and Junkyard, among many other great things. James Perloff, that's his name. We're talking to Jeffrey Daugherty and the Christian Whistleblower. That's his YouTube channel, or jeffreydaugherty.com. You can check out a variety of information. Very thought-provoking, very, some of it on the edge, some of it over edge, people might think. But at least it's, you know, something very interesting. His research about the CIA, a host of topics, is fascinating, and we love having him on. He's a very provocative guest. Let's get back to one word you said, optimism and truth. Optimism and truth. What do we have to be optimistic about?
Well, you know, Daniel, all I have to do, and I live in a admittedly small little pond. I have an admittedly somewhat myopic point of view, but I remember 4 or 5 years ago, you know, at the end of the Barack Obama presidency, how bad everything was, how America was in decline. We're going to have to learn to do more with less, and how, you know, traditional American morality was gone. American exceptionalism is kind of gone. Those are kind of passe ideas. And the mainstream media was as strong as it's ever been. And I'm sitting here now in 2020, 3.5 years, arguably, into the presidency of Donald Trump. And I'm an alternative media guy. This is how I make my living. I'm on YouTube, the Christian Whistleblower. That's what I do. And I am now in a world where the mainstream media has been absolutely decimated, destroyed, defamed, defamed, and just made a joke by President Donald Trump. And I'm in a world now where I can turn on to a Trump rally, and I've been to one of them. And you go into that place, whether you like Donald Trump or not, what you hear is optimism, peace, joy, happiness. We can do this. We love America. We love each other. And, I mean, today I'm living in a world as an alternative media personality that's way, way better than it was 4 years ago. I'm living in a spiritual, psychological, spiritual soup that is put out by the collective mindset, which is way, way better than it was 4 years ago. And I say this all the time on YouTube. If we can go out and vote for Donald Trump and give me 4 more years, I'll change the world by myself. If I can get some help from Daniel and people like that, we can do it even faster. So, yeah, I'm optimistic as I can be.
I think that, you know, this meeting we had in Houston a week or two ago, our audience, I've talked to them about it. I briefly mentioned it to Jeffrey during the break. But we talked about pastors and clergy, quote-unquote clergy, and the state of them and how many of them have been co-opted or they're, I mean, I don't want to be too strong, delusional. I don't know what the word is. And to a large extent, the quote-unquote clergy or the alarm sounders, the watchers on the wall, are not the clergy anymore. The watchers on the wall are Jeffrey Daugherty at his site or the Power Hour or, you know, a host of other shows. The real watchers on the wall, unfortunately, like it or not, seem to be us. Do you feel that responsibility? Do you see that same dynamic?
You know, Daniel, I'll do 2, 3, 4 shows every day. I'm working at least 12, 14, 16 hours a day. And it is that knowledge. It's that conviction. And you know, I was a preacher for 20 years, and I feel that this is a calling just as strong as that was. And you're 100% right, my brother. I think that we are called to be the watchmen and the watchwomen, the watchpersons on the wall, and that everyone listening to you should say, hey, is there a message that I'm supposed to be bringing? YouTube's wide open. YouTube's growing like it's never been. There's people in this audience that need to be on YouTube, that need to be on radio shows. We've got to get more of us motivated. We've got to get more of us deployed to do this. And, yes, I feel it as strong as I've ever felt anything, Daniel.
Very interesting. The original topic that we kind of discussed about you talking about, we haven't got to, extraterrestrials. Let's talk a little bit about extraterrestrials. What is your perspective? What, you know, what do we need to know about ETs?
Well, I think that we've got to this place in our culture now where the ET, the extraterrestrial hypothesis, rules the day. And I'm not saying that there's not extraterrestrials, but what I'm saying is we could return to the ideas of people like Jacques Vallée, Nick Redfern, Mac Tonies, I think I'm saying his name correctly, that we should follow Occam's razor and we should follow logic. Yes, we are seeing things in the skies. Yes, people are experiencing what they describe as abduction events. But I think we've made the mistake, Daniel, of automatically ascribing that to, oh, it's got to be extraterrestrials. Whereas if you look at Occam's razor, which basically means if you've got two competing theories that arrive at the same idea, the one with the least amount of variables is best. How do we know they're ETs? How do we know that they're not visitors from this planet, a planet that is 70% water and we've only investigated 5% of it? We've only investigated maybe 5% under our ground. We haven't even looked at this land that Admiral Byrd said that he saw beyond Antarctica that was green and lush and able to support life. How do we know that it's extraterrestrial? And I think the problem is that it tends to make us think that everything that can hurt us and everything that can help us is from out there. When I'm convinced, Daniel, that the reality is that everything that can help us and everything that can hurt us is from in here, inside us. We need to realize we're divine, we're sovereign, we're free, and we've got a lot of work to do towards our own getting things right. And if anybody's really against us, if anything's really fighting us, it's ourselves. We're the biggest problem that we have. So I think that we've swung a little bit too far into an out there mentality, and we need to bring it back to an in here mentality. Because even, you know, Jesus said the kingdom of God, he didn't say it's out there. He said the kingdom of God is in you.
Well, that's exactly what I was about to bring up. What does that mean to you?
That means that you're divine, you're sovereign, you're free. That means that you're not filled with original sin. You got the spark of divinity within, and you don't need salvation. You don't have to go to their one Savior. That you have the right to life and life more abundant, the right to peace and peace that passes all understanding. And that's an individual path between you and divinity that doesn't require any human guides or intervention.
This idea, divine, sovereign, free. I have been talking about this incessantly, almost ad nauseum, and what I've realized is people, they don't understand this concept. Whatever you just said, the kingdom of heaven is within you, divinity, sovereignty, freedom, and the secular world, and what people may think, I just want to be left alone in my life. I'm just a good person, and I want to respect my neighbor, have my neighbor respect me. You know, all the whole spectrum of decent, just getting along. The place where everybody, all those people can meet, to me, is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. That's the greatness. That's the immortality of America. America was a miracle. What happened in America, I think the people who watched it. John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice, compared it to, you know, being delivered from the Pharaoh in Egypt. That's a miracle. The thing that made America mythical. I mean, beyond America, just mythical, just unbelievable. It's just, there's no comparison, is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. This idea, this concept that we are divine, there's something is great in us. And because of that, we need to be treated a certain way. And that government is not above us, but below us, and is there to hold us in our position. There's nothing like that. Speak to that a little bit, how important that concept is.
Well, you're so right, and I think the Declaration of Independence in Jefferson, as the great writer that he was really echoing a sentiment from another great historical document, a document that read, love your neighbor as you love yourself. There's two great commandments, love your neighbor, you know, as you love yourself, and it said love God. But how do you love your neighbor, Daniel, until you like yourself, until you love yourself? And what's the way that you love yourself? You realize, oh, I'm divine, I'm sovereign, I'm free. I don't have original sin. I got the spark of divinity within. And that means when I look at my neighbor, then I can't look at him as a dirty, rotten, scoundrel, rascal, because he's got this spark of divinity in him too. And peace that passes understanding comes in, because I don't necessarily have to understand everything he does. I can have peace by letting him have his peace and letting me have my peace. And we're both working out our individual paths to our divinity, but we're doing it with love and acceptance and even camaraderie between each other. And I think Jefferson was echoing that great idea of loving ourselves and loving our neighbors when he penned the Declaration of Independence.
There's the concept, of course, the most famous sentence, the most famous political sentence. I I'm pretty confident I don't think there is a greater one ever written in recorded history, a political sentence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator. Certain unalienable rights that governments are instituted among men to secure these rights, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. There has never been a sentence as important, as powerful as that sentence, a political sentence. And in that, the idea that gets lost, kind of going to what you just said, all men are created equal. Now, when they wrote that, even when Jefferson wrote it, people think that meant, oh, they meant men are equal, mankind is equal under the law. That is not what they meant by that. They were obsessed with studying John Locke, with studying the Bible, studying Isaac Newton, studying Sir Francis Bacon, all these writings. What that meant to them, all men are created equal, it meant that they were equal in their dominion, in their possession. What is their dominion? What is their possession? They believed by common sense, just by logic, just by experience, their possession was their body, was their person. And their person, that the God of nature, it's self-evident, the God of nature gave you your person and that possession and that dominion for you then to make decisions for yourself. And they also you want to go further with that philosophy. This is what they thought. Now, this isn't just Jefferson either. We're talking about farmers read John Locke. We're talking John Adams and Jefferson, although they conflicted a lot, they completely were in alignment on these ideas that I'm talking about here. The idea that, okay, if it's self-evident, nature put me here, I'm created equal and dominion in my possession, for me to live and exist, obviously nature wants me to exist, obviously God wants me to exist, wherefore what do I need to exist? I have unalienable rights, unalienable divinity within me that allows me, that I have to use then to perpetuate my dominion, perpetuate my life. So I have to be able to make those choices to choose my life, my liberty, and my pursuit of happiness. Now, other theories like communism or whatever, they want to force happiness. I will get Luciferianism. That's what Luciferianism. I will take your choice away and give you happiness. No, but that's not what the Declaration of Independence is. Is you have the choice, and you have the choice to pursue happiness. So what you said, you can pursue all this, whatever you want to do, as long as you really don't bother anybody. That's kind of the basic gist of it. This is so crucial. This is so important. And this is what we're losing. When people, we have these political discussions, we're losing this. Your thoughts on any of what I just said, Jeffrey?
Yeah, I was hoping that you would quote those last five words, and you did. And that's so important. The life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That is the be who you are, let me be who I want to be, and together we'll defend each other's rights to be this, and we will grow our own lives. We'll find lives that are more abundant. And it is in the life, it is in the liberty, and it is in the pursuit of happiness. And I don't want to make this a political show, but when you've got people, and this is an election year, when you got people that are advocating the right to terminate pregnancies in the third trimester, the right to liberty and pursuit of happiness doesn't mean much if the right to life is taken away.
Wow. Well, it becomes a political show because politics is going where they shouldn't go. That's why it becomes political, okay. Because politics shouldn't be interfering in that. We've said many times, people will call up, they'll email, why do you talk about politics so much? I don't care about politics. Okay, you don't care about politics. I get it. But let me tell something to you very clear. Politics cares about you. Because why? Because you have the power. The power is in the people. That's why America is different than any country in the world. The first three words of the Constitution are what? We the people. Where is the power? Is in you. Because the divinity and the spark that is recognized from our Creator is codified in law in this country. There is no country in the world that does this. And so where is the power? It's in you. So why does politics care about you? Because you have all the power, ladies and gentlemen. So they want to take your dominion. Your thoughts, Jeffrey.
There's a very, very dangerous idea, Daniel, that's sweeping through what we call the truther community, the New Age community, this YouTube conspiratorium. There's this very dangerous idea that says if you go out and vote, you're partaking in a wicked system. If you go out and vote, you are giving away your natural law. If you go out and vote, you're part of the problem. Voting is stupid. Voting doesn't count. Well, I don't know a lot, Daniel, But I know that last time in 2016, voting did count because there were white hat elements that made sure the vote was counted correctly, and Donald J. Trump won the presidency. And I know in 2020, voting is going to count again. If you want to be in a world where the mainstream media is on a leash where it should be, if you want to be in a world where optimism and peace, where we're actually waging peace and bringing home troops, if you want to be in that world, don't buy the lies. And I challenge you, if you are an influencer, stop being lazy, stop being intellectually lazy, get yourself out to vote, because it might make a difference. Even if you think it might, I'm telling you, it does. We've got to be make our voices known, because if there is no voting from the people, Daniel, then there is no government of and by the people. The people sit home and watch who gets voted off the island.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. I want to go back to 2016. I can remember that time quite clear. Joyce was still alive. I was at Joyce's house watching the election night. And I was kind of fascinated by how many people I knew who were praying that they either prayed for Donald Trump to get elected, for America, or that please God do not let Hillary Clinton get elected. I mean, everybody I knew was, I am on my knees every night praying that this happens. I mean,
sackcloth and ashes, Daniel.
Yes. I mean, close to something like that. Yes. Did you see that too? Was that your experience also?
I did. You know, I'm not quite in the same Christian circles that you're in, but I did see the same thing, and I saw a lot of people. And what I really saw was, you know what? I'm not sure this matters anymore, but I'm going to give it one more shot. There was a lot of that too. And the optimism and the joy and the, you know what, maybe we can do this, that happened in 2016. You know, Donald Trump is a flawed individual like the rest of us. He's not divine. But what he's doing, man, at least he's trying to give us our say. He's trying to be a decent guy. He's trying to do the right thing. And you know what? Based upon what else we see up there, I think that's enough right now.
Well, it's certainly a breath of fresh air. I mean, whether he is or not, whether he's controlled or not, whether he's a Judas goat or not, he's done some major things that have helped us. And one of the things is really stick a knife in mainstream media. When he pointed his finger at Jim Acosta, says, "You're fake news," that gave all of America permission to call CNN fake. It totally changed the paradigm and the value of that.
He made our work so much easier.
Unbelievable. Yes. Trump, to me, Trump is a doorway. I look at it as a door, as an opportunity, and it's an opportunity for this country. And now, you know, you talk about voting. I told you briefly about the plan that we are coming up with and developing from Houston. All of these influencers got together. The election of the sheriff is going to become the most important thing. And you talk about getting politically active and you're disillusioned with, you know, national level. We are working on this. We're going to put this together. I talked to Jeff during the break. Jeff's going to be supportive. I'm telling you, your political life future is going to depend on, can you locally get some support and have your will directed at your sheriff to help protect you and direct this in a constitutional way? You can do this on a local level. And so it will really matter. Your vote is really going to matter when it comes to that. We got about 3 or 4 minutes left, Jeffrey. Anything that you want to talk about, go anywhere you want.
It's been a really great show, but what you just said might be the most important words that we said in a very important show. You know, we get lost in this, oh, Washington's so far away, we can't do anything. But I just the other day, Daniel, sat down and had a long discussion with my sheriff here. I'm going for a concealed permit thing. We ended up talking, but the sheriff, he's a real dude or she's a real lady. You can go talk to them and to realize the power that they have. I mean, you shared with me at the break that the sheriff can nullify any federal mandates. They've got more power than the president in your local jurisdiction. So maybe you think Jeffrey Daugherty's crazy and that we shouldn't vote nationally. I think you should, but at least go out and vote locally. Get involved locally. Who is your sheriff? Find out about your sheriff. And I believe, Daniel, that you have shared with me something that is workable. We can take our nation back again. And now it's not just a pipe dream. We have a workable, practical,
legal
idea.
Legal and lawful.
That's
yes.
Right. Legal and lawful and peaceful.
Yes. All those things are very important. So I've got a couple minutes. I'm excited that you saw that vision or that you kind of, I could see something click in you. That
I've been wondering about it. What do we do? And there's the whole the nullification thing where, you know, I forget which amendment it is. It slipped my mind where so many states can throw the Constitution or the amendments open for reconsideration. But
yeah,
that
don't
is
want
a very,
that.
Very, very hard and a very, very slippery slope.
This, and a bad idea.
A bad idea. I'm with you. This, what you're talking about, makes perfect sense. And really, at the end of the day, you know, I was born and raised in the Confederacy, Daniel. I've still got some of that Confederacy in my blood.
Me too, brother.
Rights, local rights. That's what we need.
Well, you know, that darn war of Northern aggression. That proves.
Lincoln's war of Northern aggression. Take your pick. If you want to talk about CIA and infiltration? I'm studying, Dale. It may go way back there to Mr. Lincoln's desk.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to talk to you more, Jeff, as we are working. It's quite a task that we've taken on ourselves, but the framework has been done. Sheriff Mack, the Oath Keepers have done a lot of great things. Virginia, the reason Virginia stopped this gun control thing is because that sheriff who stood up was trained by Sheriff Mack on what a sheriff means and what the sheriff's power was. Sheriff Mack won the groundbreaking case against the Clintons on the Brady Bill on the gun confiscation. And this is lawful. They know this. This is where the weakness is. Why do you think, what's his name? Soros is now putting money into sheriff's elections in the major counties. The good news is, well, there's 3,000 counties in America. He can't do them all. I mean, yeah, Philadelphia County may be gone, or New York County, or whatever that county is, but your local county, or Kansas City, or Missouri, or Texas, these smaller counties, that's what the revolution was anyway. London held New York, London held Philadelphia, London held all the major cities. It was the rural towns. This sentiment, this fervor of independence and locality, which won. It's going to repeat. We can do this, and we're developing as fast as we can, and we're going to need all hands on board when it's time, Jeffrey.
Well, let's reassert our sovereignty one county at a time. You have my full support. It's my privilege to be with you, Jeff.
Awesome. Jeffrey Daugherty, the Christian Whistleblower on YouTube, and believe me, we're going to reach out to you, Jeffrey. Everybody I know is going to get called, pestered, until they. As we're close, to getting ready here. God bless you, my friend. We'll see you soon. Gerald Celente coming up.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Our next guest is world-renowned for calling it like it is. I love his YouTube. Have you ever seen his YouTube channels? He's got a little thing like a Staples, easy button, so you press it. I'm not going to say it on air, but if you ever get a chance, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Gerald Celente, he developed the global nomic mythology to identify, track, forecast, and manage trends. He's the master of trends, the king of Kingston. TrendsJournal.com. Gerald Celente, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you for having me, Daniel.
Yes, it's fantastic. Obviously, all roads lead to coronavirus one way or another. I'm trying to make sense of it. Two people have died in America, and yet we're about ready to shut everything down. Something doesn't smell right or make sense. What do you see here?
Goodbye, Rosie, queen of coronavirus. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Coronavirus. I mean, come on. Like you said, two people died. In a population of how many? 327 million people? Two people died? Then the coronavirus. Two cases confirmed in the UK. Wow, yeah. Two people. Whoa. Oh.
And then, look out.
And then Brazil. Brazil confirmed the first coronavirus case in Latin America. Okay, so Brazil has what? 212 million people? And then you have second death in Seattle adds to signal signs. Coronavirus is spreading throughout the United States. Oh, and in France, two patients die in France. What do they got? 70, 80 million people there? I mean, this is media hype. It's like when they do the hurricanes are coming. You know? Watch out, or a snowstorm. Watch out. And you get all these prostitutes dressed up in their hurricane drag, you know, with the wind blowing and they got their raincoats on and the trees are bending over and the water's splashing over the boardwalk. You know, it's the same thing. The numbers add up to nothing. In a global population of 7.7 billion people, 3,000 people died.
It's insane. I mean, more people fell down their stairs and cracked their head open. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me. It's either A, they're totally lying about the numbers, totally underreporting, or B, it's the excuse just to institute control or some combination. I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of it myself.
Well, I think you nailed it on the second one about instituting control, because that's what they're doing. There's state of emergencies and lockdowns by governments that's not only crippled many businesses, but it really exemplifies the power of control governments have over the masses. I mean, can you believe this stuff? Now they're going to be, every time you get on a plane, you like getting felt up when you go to the airport now?
No.
Yeah, well, you haven't seen anything yet. They're going to use everything they do to keep controlling the people and pushing them down lower and lower. And the people buy it.
Now, I did
like people going and buying masks, you know. Oh, yeah, okay, great.
Like, that's going to do anything. Yeah, I did a little research, and I'm trying not to play devil's advocate. I'm just trying to make sense of this. The 1918 Spanish flu, it came through once, and it was very mild, and then it came back around, and it mutated. I don't know if that's possible here. I don't know. I just don't know. What trends do you see? Obviously, you see more harassment at the airport. What trends do you see from this virus hype?
Well, again, let go back to what you said. The flu, right? The Spanish flu. What year?
100 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. What happened in 1917, 1916, 1914, 1930? Oh, how about World War I? How about they bombed the hell out of everybody? People are starving. They're wounded. They're
malnourished. Malnourished.
And how about all the poisons they're throwing in with all the warfare at the time?
Yes.
Well, that couldn't have anything to do with it, could it? No. No, it was just the flu. Came from Spain. And so what I'm saying is, can there be an epidemic that's the new Black Plague? Absolutely. From all the poison that they're shoving in our food. Oh, you like those colors? Maybe you like the additives. Maybe GMOs are for you. How about all the pesticides, the chemicals that they're pumping into our water, into our food, into our air, into the earth? Hey, you folks in Flint, you drinking the water yet? Oh, no, we're not alone. It's all over the United States they're poisoning us with the water. And all over the world. Oh, you're worried about Rosie, queen of coronavirus? And then you look at the other numbers coming out, and I'll give you an example. Oh, it's terrible. You know how many people died in China already, right? About 2,700 from
1.5 billion. So 2,700 died out of 1.5 billion.
1.5 billion. So now, how many people die in China as a direct result of air pollution each year? Try 1.6 million people.
I'm laughing. I mean, I'm not making light of this, but it's comical how obviously the media is behind something sinister, something wicked this way comes. If you look at it from an economic, I see it as, the stock market needed to blow off. The world economy needed to blow off. It was already on the decline. Hey, we need an excuse. Let's just use a virus. I mean, that's what it looks like to me.
I agree with you. Look, already, according to the Centers for Disease Control in America, 18,000 Americans have died from seasonal flu. 18,000. I'm not really good at numbers. What is it, 3 months into the year? And two people died of coronavirus? And then when you look at the people that are dying, you know, they're elderly, they're chronically ill for the most part. But again, as you pointed out, this is about government control of the masses. The markets are way overvalued. They've been pumped up by this monetary methadone that the central banksters have been shooting into Wall Street so the money junkies could keep gambling. What, the repo markets since September, they pumped in over $7 trillion?
That's stunning. That is stunning to me. I mean, that you can't even say that fast. It still sounds like a lot. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, yes, I have, actually. You know, people say to me, you know, Salenti, you call the panic of 08, but you said things would get a lot worse and we're going to go into the Great Depression by 2012, and it didn't happen. How come it didn't happen? Well, they didn't teach me about quantitative easing and pumping in $29 trillion, according to the Levy Institute, between 2007 to 2010 into the bankster system to prop them up. $29 trillion. Anybody could look it up. The Levy Institute, Bard College. So what I'm saying is that everything is artificially inflated. The markets are due for a correction. You go back to August, last August, markets were declining, things were looking terrible, and all of a sudden, the repo market story comes out. And they're pumping in again. $7 trillion since September to the end of January. I don't know what the latest numbers are.
I want to ask you maybe a side question. Maybe you've thought of this, maybe you haven't. I don't know. Is it a sign of, obviously, you got to believe the administration wants to go through the election with the economy, you know, the appearance of it looking good. This is not good for them if the economy's crashing. Did they feel, A, that they couldn't limp this thing all along to the election? They got desperate. And two, what is what happened in Virginia with the guns, with the people and the sheriff standing up? What does that, did that kind of press them forward? They don't want people gathering. Maybe we can use virus as a, is it, do you think that goes into any of this thinking?
I don't know. The virus thing, I mean, when you hear Trump come out, again, I'm a political atheist. To me, both parties are, I call them the repulsivekins and the dumbocrats, so I don't take sides on anything. And by the way, just briefly, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate at 25 years old. And I was with Ronald Reagan for an hour and a half when I was the number two guy running a trade association at 30 years old. And he was our keynote speaker 2 days before he's announcing he's running against Gerald Ford. Met with John Connolly, the guy that took the bullet in the back, sitting in front of Kennedy. And a picture of me, him, and his wife in front of the book depository 2 days, the first time back since the assassination. I mean, I've been with princes, prime ministers, and presidents. I know what the deal looks like. And to me, the whole thing's a freak show. You know, it's the people you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president, head of the student council, that are running for this thing. So going back to Trump and what's going on, when Trump said that he indicates that the media is overblowing this, I agree with him 100%. The numbers, and you began it by saying, how many people died in America. And then when you look at the people that are dying and what the cases are, this is a flu. And again, over 18,000 have died from the flu already in America this year and have nothing to do with this. So Trump is going to do everything he can to win, of course. And I have been forecasting now for the better part of a year that we're going to see negative or zero interest rate policy by November, probably by October.
Whoa, that's quick. Whoa.
Yeah. Now they're going to use this as an excuse to lower them.
I have to ask you, I do want to get to your trends. I have to ask you, since you brought it up, you were with Connolly at the book depository the first time since the assassination. Did he say anything to you? What was his frame of mind there?
We were parked out in front of the book depository. What you see is the side of it. And it was myself, a guy by the name of John J. Hooker, and he was from Tennessee. His brother was the head of the Hospital Corporation of America. He ran for president. He was against private funding for elections. And Pat Caddell, the pollster at the time, and Rama Fox, who was Larry King's girlfriend. It was John J. Hooker that got Perot to go on Larry King when it was a big show to announce his candidacy. And So that was the scene, and we're sitting in a limousine in front. And Connolly, this is what all he did, he and his wife Nellie, was say what happened that day. And I heard three shots. You know, he said, I heard a shot. And he said, I looked over to my right. I didn't see anything. I was wearing a dark blue suit that day. And I looked over to my left, and there were brains on my shoulder. Oh. He said, I know there were brains because my daddy was a butcher. And so they told the story of what happened that day and how, you know, they rushed to Parkland Hospital, and by luck, a thoracic surgeon worked on him, and on and on. But he never, all they kept saying was they heard three bullets. But he didn't say anything else about who did it and what was behind it.
We're talking to Gerald Celente, trendsjournal.com. Of course, he's world famous for his trends. You already talked about the interest rate trends. What trends do you see? Gold, silver, stock market? What do people need to be aware of? What are some major trends you're looking at?
Well, again, I mentioned that they're going to keep lowering interest rates. I mean, they're doing it all over the world. Central banks are putting them in. They're already in negative territory when you account for inflation. So now you have China. China's in real... This thing is really going to hurt China. China's economy was slowing down before the coronavirus came. And now it's going to be a lot worse. So they're going to keep dumping more money into the system, lowering interest rates, devaluing their currency, not because they want to, as Trump says, so they could export more, because they're the biggest importer of energy in the world. They import more copper than any other nation, almost 50% of it. So what you're importing, you're buying with your dough, and you don't want your money to be cheap. But they're being forced to lower interest rates, and so too around the globe. All that is very good for gold. You're seeing gold strong even as other currencies are getting weaker and the dollar's staying strong. In our June 6th, 2019 trend alert to our subscribers to the Trends Journal, our trend alert was the gold bull run. Gold was at $1,332 an ounce. As we're speaking, it's around $1,600 an ounce. I saw it coming because they're just going to keep doing everything they can to shoot more monetary methadone into the system so the money junkies that they call investors could keep gambling. The
important
dollar
question.
Should be...
Yeah, let me ask you an important question about the gold. The gold, silver, is it possible that because the economy has gone so down with this virus, because the constriction of GDP, what have you, that there's no money even to buy gold and silver? Chinese are not buying gold and silver, what have you. Can gold, silver really tank at the same time, or do you think it'll hold strong?
I think it'll hold strong. The Chinese consumers can't buy it. Last year, central banks bought more of it than they have in 50 years. So, yeah, the consumers aren't going to buy it. The smart money is going to buy it.
I got you.
And
cryptos.
It's the ultimate safe haven asset. What are you going to put your money in? Are you going to buy a bond? You know, you're a nice guy. I got a 30-year bond for you, and I'm going to pay you less in 30 years than you bought the bond for, because I like you so much, and I really thank you for having me on your show.
What about that wouldn't last too long. What about cryptos?
It has a market. There's definitely a market for it. And particularly the people that can't afford to buy gold. And the cryptos are going to keep going because you're going to see more and more. Here's my belief in what's going to happen with currencies. When this thing crashes, they're going to do away with the dollar. They'll do away with the yen. They'll do away with the real and the ruble. They'll do away with the peso. They're going to do away with currencies around the world, and they're going to come out with new currencies called digital currencies. They're going to make up a new scam, and that's going to open up the market for stronger for digital currencies, because the smart people know that these digital currencies backed by nothing and printed on nothing that governments keep selling and building up more debt with aren't worth the paper they're not printed on. So there's going to be a market for the digital currencies, I believe.
Here recently, you have been discussing in pretty adamantly about the Great Depression, the greatest depression coming probably next year. Has anything changed in your mind? Has it sped up? Has it slowed down? What's your feeling about the greatest depression?
Well, a kind of black swan event, such as the coronavirus, could escalate that. But again, I think it's my gut feeling at this point that the financial implications of the coronavirus are going to start diminishing as it becomes more and more apparent to more and more people that when you add up the numbers, they amount to nothing. Again, 3,000 people dead out of 7.7 billion. I mean, I would like to know what percentage that is. If he added up the zeros, I could go from New York to California, you know.
That's keep talking. I'll add it. I'll do it right now. Keep talking. 3,000. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it amounts to nothing. And again, when you look at the millions of people that die each year, the several million that die each year from air pollution.
Oh my gosh.
You don't see the government's taking all these measures. You know, we're gonna lock down the city. You know, we're gonna not let people go to soccer games or whatever. You know, so I think the worst of it's going to be over, particularly as we're heading into the spring.
I got the answer for you. And I mean, this is, when you put it like this, it's almost stunning. The answer is, what percentage, 3,000 people died out of 7 billion. I just put 7 billion, not even 7.7 billion, so it's actually less. It is 0.000429%. 0.000429%. Wow.
How many more people, zeros is it? 0.0?
1, 2, 3, 3 0s, 429%.
Percent.
Yeah. That's percent.
Yeah, I think the odds of winning the lotto are a bit better than that.
Yeah, I mean, more people die from dog bites. I mean, more people slip on their bathtubs and die. It's
again, 18,000 people, according to the Centers for Disease Control, have died of the flu this year already in America.
Is it possible that they're under reporting this, and then all of a sudden it's going to be boom. Look, we got all these deaths all of a sudden. It's going to be, because I see that as possible. I don't know, but it's possible.
I would say it's possible if it was coming out of China.
I see your point.
It's not possible if it's coming out of the other countries. And again, I mean, what am I, 6 years old? I got to hear that somebody got coronavirus in Brazil. Don't you think I have a better time to do it in my life than hear this kind of crap?
You know, the other part of this, and I've told my audience this, I'm trying to make sense of this like you are. It doesn't make sense. I'll tell you what does make sense to me, you know, the risk reward. If you were a poker player, what does my life look like if they're going to use this to restrict travel and restrict going to the store? What does my life look like if nothing happens? Well, the risk reward, I better prepare like, I can't go to the store for 2 or 3 weeks. Just common sense would tell me I better be prepared for that. Your thoughts on that?
What they're going to do again with this, to me, the big issue here, take a country like China. They closed down an entire society of 1.4 billion people. Look what's going on in Italy. What do you got about it? 15, 20 people dead, 25 people dead, closing up entire regions, making life really miserable for a lot of people. So to me, this is more about government control and what they're going to do when things get out of hand. As you mentioned, the Greatest Depression. Yes, I'm forecasting that's going to happen by 2021. What are going to be the implications? Look what's going on around the world. Oh, by the way, it's not going on around the world now. You haven't heard of any demonstrations anymore in Hong Kong, have you?
Exactly. Exactly.
Haven't heard anything coming out of France, have you? Haven't heard anything coming out of Lebanon. Haven't heard anything coming out of Algeria, out of Chile, out of Bolivia. They're clamping down on everybody. So they know when this greatest depression hits, that new world disorder, which was one of my top trends for 2020, with all the people taking to the streets because of the inequality, the corruption, the violence, stealing all their money and giving to their friends, you know, the politicians, they're going to clamp down on that big time. And this is step one in that. You just saw it in front of everybody's eyes.
That's what I think more than anything. I think that I mentioned Virginia. You weren't too sure. It's hard to say. I think they were very scared about the unrest throughout the world, not just America, but in America particularly. They cannot institute some of these federal quote-unquote laws like gun control when you have sheriffs and people gathering outside courthouses. It will not happen. And they got to figure out a way to stop that, because I think they feel like they're behind the eight ball on that in America. Your thoughts?
Yeah, here's my feeling with gun control. I'm all in favor of it. Begin with the military. Stop stealing my money, $738 billion this year to
That's
go to the military industrial complex. Oh, and then how about the militarized police? Aren't they great, huh? All dressed up in their military drag, all tough with all these guns, right? Oh, so when you get rid of the guns when you take the money away from the military, from the militarized police, then come to me and tell me that I got to turn in my gun.
I'll never turn in my guns because I'm sovereign. I mean, that's America. That's
what
law.
I mean. That's what I'm saying.
Gerald, it's an absolute pleasure. Trendsjournal.com is his website. He's world famous, and rightly so, and is very accurate. He's known for it. Gerald Celente, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and all the best.
Yes, God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you. Don't forget all the sales over at the Power Mall. If you get your orders in now, we've been getting them out pretty quick. So, obviously, I don't know where this is going, but I'm pretty certain people are telling me that the restriction is going to happen. Gerald's telling you that. Everybody I know is really telling me this behind the scenes, so get ready. God bless you. Love you. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.